on this Wednesday. Let's check the weather forecast for the holiday and next week. And, of course, for the Corn Belt, Drew Lerner is here. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Drew.
Hey, same to you. Thank you very much. And I hope everyone out there will enjoy the day as well.
Yeah, so tell me about these two storms. One we're kind of in the middle of at this point, depending on where you are, I suppose. And then a second one that's coming.
Yeah, the one that's out there right now is focusing more and more on the Great Lakes region, although the wind from this event is still extended all the way back into Minnesota, Iowa, and Missouri. And as we go forward through the rest of the day today, the storm will work its way into New England and portions of Ontario, Canada, and the wind will just gradually recede from west to east as we go through the evening and into the overnight hours. So by the time we get up tomorrow morning, it should be fairly calm across the Midwest once again. We might even have some abundant sunshine. It might actually be very pleasant again. But the second storm is a very complex system, and it is going to come out of the western United States. We saw a record-setting low-pressure center on the Oregon coast yesterday. It was the lowest pressure recorded since or in all time for the month of November. And very, very powerful storm that's produced some impressive snows and rain in the western United States. I think the Sierra Nevada is going to get 1 to 3 feet of snow. Well, that storm system is going to end up in the upper portions of the northwestern plains, we'll call it that, I guess, by the time we get out towards Friday afternoon. And the wind is going to howl with this event as well. But what's interesting is such a deep storm is pulling a lot of warm air northward, so rain will actually fall across a big part of the western Corn Belt and all the way up into the Canada-U.S. border area. Around the Manitoba, Saskatchewan border area. So a lot of rain. There will be a little freezing rain ahead of the rain, and then behind the storm will be a blizzard. And that's going to occur in Montana and Wyoming. It may be part of the western Dakotas. So those areas will end up with 6 to 12 and local 15 inches of snow with a driving wind of 30 miles an hour, or probably gusts a little higher than that. And pretty nasty weather. Now, as the storm moves eastward, it's going to drag the cold air with it. And so the rain that's occurring in the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, down into the upper Midwest, will change over to snow while the storm begins to weaken. And by the time we get to Sunday, the storm will be about over, and we'll look for 2 to 6 inches of snow in the eastern parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota. In the meantime, rain and thunderstorm activity will occur across the Midwest as we go from Friday afternoon into Saturday. We'll see some locally strong thunderstorms, maybe even an isolated tornado or two out there as the storm tries to move across the region. The good news, next week, we're back to tranquility. The weather will respond very quickly back to a warmer-than-usual mode for many areas in the plains and western Corn Belt, and no more storminess for a little while.
That will be indeed good news. I suppose the wind will blow the corn one way and then the other, if I remember correctly, between the two storms. So that'll be difficult enough. A little rainfall on that corn, which is still standing, or snow, either one, ice. That'll make things nice for producers who might try still to get in. I don't know. They'll have to have things freeze up eventually again in order to pull that off. So let's maybe turn our attention southward and look at Brazil and Argentina and get an update of your assessment of crop conditions there, please.
Yes, a storm that's been moving through Argentina the past couple of days has finally arrived in southwestern Brazil today, and it's producing some very good rainfall in an area that's been drying out here recently. The storm is going to work its way into the central crop areas of Brazil and then kind of stall out there. There's going to be multiple days of significant rain from Mato Grosso into Minas Gerais and portions of neighboring São Paulo, and these areas will end up with some potential for some flooding, believe it or not. Rainfall will probably run from 3 to 6 inches over the next week, and some local totals getting up close to 8, or maybe even a little more than 8 inches. So a very, very rainy period coming up for the interior southern portions of Brazil. In the meantime, while all that rain's persisting there, we're going to see a drying trend in Argentina and Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil. So those areas, we're going to see a steady reversal in the improving trends that have occurred in those areas here recently. And by the time we get to a week from now, we're going to be needing some more rain in Argentina. Outside of that, though, I don't think really going to be hurting too much in either country. It's all about what happens further down the road, and I do think timely rain will return to Argentina, and Brazil's excessive rains will diminish as we move forward into the heart of December.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a good day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.